Good afternoon. I'm Raha Fajaj, a PhD student from United Arab Emirates. Today I will be talking about an interesting topic. This work is about literature review for estimating the negative effects of elevated ultraviolet type B radiation on global agriculture sustainability from the point of status, challenges, and recommendations. Now, as a human, when we face any kind of stress, we will start to think about finding new place to settle and get out of the stresses. Animals, birds, everything in this life will try to emigrate to a better place. But what about the plants, who don't have any ability to emigrate? They just stand in place and hold all the stresses. So what is our role as a human being, how we can defend these type of plants that are sources of our life on this earth? In this presentation, my objective will be to introduce to you what are the negative effects of ultraviolet type B radiation, how could the UVB radiation threat the agriculture sustainability, and what are the status, the challenges, and the recommendations, applicable recommendations. We have all, first to define the problem. We all know the ozone layer, which is the thin layer available in the Earth's atmosphere. It's very important and crucial for us, as it protects us from the harmful radiation, right? Okay, now in the 1980s, the scientist has discovered that there is a hole in this ozone. And this ozone layer, there is a depletion happening by the time. Since 1970 until 2002, there is a depletion in the ozone layer reach about 3%. This amount has been increased in 2005 and reached to about 6%. Ozone layer, as we said, very important as it filters the harmful UVB radiation coming to us. Okay, why the depletion is happening? This is because some of our activities by using harmful chemicals, as for example, the chlorofluorocarbon. So we use chlorofluorocarbon or other harmful chemicals, depletion of ozone happens, then we will be getting more UV radiation harmful from the sun. What is the UVB radiation? First, UVB, or UV in general, is electromagnetic radiation. It doesn't have the energy to ionize, but it has the ability, the wavelength has the ability to make chemical reactions and biological damages. Ultraviolet have three types. It could be A, B, and C. It depends upon the range of wavelength. What we care about in this presentation is the UVB, which is in the wavelength is range from 280 to 320 nanometer. Now, as we said, it could affect a chemical reaction and biological damages. The amount of UVB that reaches from the sun is really low, which is 0.5% of the whole solar rays. But this low amount could make really a damage in the DNA of the plants and also could affect the physiological properties of the plants. The UVB radiation is increasing, and in 10 years, the studies show that it increased from 5 to 10%. Now, the global terrestrial UVB radiation level ranged from 0 to 12 kilojoules per meter square. Effects of UVB radiation could be good and could be bad. But in this presentation, we'll be only studying the damages effect. There are, to be fair, there are other regulatory effects, but they are not so much. So what are the damages effects could the UVB do? It could be a direct injury to the DNA, or it could be only a direct and indirect injury for a plant physiology. How they know that there's a direct damage to the DNA? Studies show that, in general, DNA could be affected in the wavelength between 280 to 350 15 nanometer. And if you can see the previous slide, it's the range of the UV radiation. So they found there is a relation that could affect the DNA of the plants through the membrane changes and protein denaturation. The effect on physiology, the plant physiology part, is the effect on the growth and productivity. And the studies of UVB radiation has been studied not just now, about three decades ago. The effects on the growth and productivity, if we say growth and productivity, three things will come to our mind, right? Which is the photosynthesis, respiration, and transpiration. The UVB affect these three parts of very important parts of the life of the plants. It could decrease the biomass and the total dry matter and the marketing yield. Also, it could reduce the plant height, mass area, and leaves and roots. There are many studies has been done on a specific kind of crops. And because there's very limited time here, we can't mention everything, but I have tried to collect some of these effects of some crops like barley. And by the way, it's good to mention that some experiments done in a field experiment and other performed in the lab by exposing to ultraviolet radiation. In general, what we can see that most of the effects affects the physiology part of the plant and the seed production and reduction in the dry matter. Now, there are two cases I want to introduce to you about how they care about studying the UVB radiation. And a good example what we found here in US. There are two unique programs. One is the initiated by the Energy Protection Agency, EPA, that there is a satellite that detecting the UVB radiation. And there is a very informative study has been published in 1996, and it shows how much is the UVB radiation will increase in 10 years. So this is, for example, if you can, let's say in the United States, it's predicted that the UVB radiation will be increased from 1 to 5%, which is not a low number. Another unique program has been established in Colorado University. It's by the Agriculture Department of the United States. It's to monitor and research program for UVB. You can just enter and you can check every day what is the UVB radiation received by each state. I have chosen a random day and in order to investigate how is the variety of UVB radiation. So if you can see here, in the first day, it's 4th of November 2015, there is different amount of UVB received on the United States. So there are many reasons for this. You know that there is cloud cover, there is, for example, the angle of the sun that reach in that place, the aerosol particle, the reflectivity of the earth or the water, the depth of the water. So there are many options which regulate this. So now, we know what is the problem. How this could affect the sustainable agriculture? In order to have a sustainable agriculture, there are three important components. It's the social impact, economical impact, and ecological impact. So in order to achieve the sustainable agriculture against the stress of UVB, we have to be sure to maintain these three parts. As a social, we have to care about the farmers, educate them, and because they are very important parts of this a sustainable program. Also economic, the agriculture is very important, and there are a lot of countries are built on the agriculture economic. On ecological part, we have to find really good managing system to use the activities that don't produce greenhouse gases which affect the environment. So, UVB is increasing. Plant productivity is decreasing because of the UVB radiation. At the same time, the population is increasing. A very recent, just days, a recent study by the World Bank, they mentioned that about 100 million people will go to extreme poverty by 2030 if the climate change problem will go on. So in this way, we are in problem. This sketch could show you that from 1964 until 2030, how much the people really need a lot of crops. So the increase of crop need, increase of population. On the other side, if we complete our lifestyle in this way, then we will be in real problem. United Arab Emirates is from the place that I came from. It's an arid land place. The annual carbon dioxide emission has been doubled since 1990, and the per capita emission of greenhouse gases around 48.5 ton per year. I know we are not an agriculture part of the earth, but still we have some agriculture, and we depend sometimes on the agriculture. We have a very critical task in UAE regarding the agriculture against the increasing of population. I don't know if you have an idea about the UAE. Now, since 1970 until 2010, the population has been raised from just thousands to about 9 million. So 9 million in 2013. It's expected to reach 12 million in 2030 and 15.5 by 2050. So there is a real competition for the crop production. What is the vision for 2050 in the UAE? We have really under stress. The population will reach about 15.5 million. The groundwater supply will be probably vanished. About 40 years, the groundwater expected to vanish. Temperature has to be increased up to 2.9 Celsius, and the global CO2 concentration to 470 ppm. What are the possible solutions? There are three components in order to start, or we have to start it, but to complete on, which is we have to care about the research. Research should be more funded, more supported. There are a very important role for the decision maker to try to implement the best practices, best international practices in the world in order to reduce the effect of climate change and global warming. And the society, as we are, as a people, we have to work on our lifestyle in order to manage this problem. Okay, so what is happening globally? Now, decision makers all over the world are trying to call back on the cut for the hydrofluorocarbons. On the 5th of November 2015, several nations has met in United Arab Emirates to have a toward 2016 deal to cut down the HFCs. What's next? Just a few days from now, a very big meeting will be conducted in Paris. This conference, it's already started before, and this one is the 21st session of the conference by the United Nations, and they are working to reduce the temperature about 2 Celsius by 2100. And out of 195 states, 155 states set the roadmap for that, and 8 of 10 states handled their contribution. And these 8 states are contributing to 90% of the greenhouse gases in the world. So we wish that after this meeting, we will really reach to something benefits. Challenges, the UPB research have challenges in monitoring in diverse and remote area. Another challenge is indoor air experiment versus field experiments, limited utility in field experiments, and understanding the overall effect of UVB is a challenge. As a conclusion, the UVB challenge achieving our self-sufficiency and agricultural sustainability. We have to support research for investigate indigenous crop and tolerate to adopt the UVB radiation. Global warming has no boundaries. It happened in one country. It will not be only for this. It will be globally. Together, we can do something. Thank you very much. These are the references of selected references used. Thank you very much for your good listening and welcome any questions. Thank you. Yes, please.
One of the slides indicated the response of different plant species to UVB, but rice stood out.
Yeah, sorry, because I crossed this slide very quickly because of the limited time. I have checked many studies on the rice. The only thing, many of the studies said there is no effect. There is only one study states that the effect of UVB radiation was regulatory for the rice. It let the rice need less water. So this is the only regulatory effect found on the rice. This is what I found in. But as a negative effect, they didn't notice any regarding the UVB.
Thank you.